Today, we continue our series looking for local insight into the 2008 presidential candidates by turning to hometown journalists who know them best. Up today is New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, Democrat. Now, he hasn't made much of a dent in the polls nationally, but whatever may be holding him back, it doesn't seem to be a lack of experience. Richardson's played up his qualifications over the summer. You know, he was the former Secretary of Energy, ambassador to the UN. This past summer, he had a tongue-in-cheek online ad that featured him in a pretty low-rent-looking office sitting for a job interview.
Okay, 14 years in Congress, UN ambassador, Secretary of Energy, governor of New Mexico, negotiated with dictators in Iraq, North Korea, Cuba, Zaire, Nigeria, Yugoslavia, Kenya, got a ceasefire in Darfur, nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize four times. So,
what makes you think you can be president?
Well, he didn't seem to have too much trouble getting hired by the people of New Mexico. So let's get the local perspective on Governor Bill Richardson. Michael Coleman is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Albuquerque Journal. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Doing okay. So Governor Richardson is serving his second term. He was reelected in 06 with the support of 69% of the voters. So what did he do in his first term that made him that popular, or was his competition just lame?
His competition was pretty weak, to be honest. And, you know, he had a long record of being a congressman from New Mexico before he ran for governor. So everybody knew him. I think they were pretty satisfied with his positions. And I think that they thought, I think a lot of New Mexicans thought that his high profile, relative high profile nationally, would be a boon for the state. And I think a lot of people think that it has still.
It has proven to be true, you think?
I think, according to our polls, I think people feel that the governor's really helped kind of put New Mexico on the map. You know, we're sort of a relatively obscure western state that a lot of people don't know much about. And, you know, I think most people would agree that he's worked pretty hard to bring more attention and jobs and things like that to New Mexico.
Is there something that you can point to his work as a governor or even as a congressman that New Mexicans say, yeah, Bill Richardson, he came through for us?
Well, I think he, you know, when he was in Congress, I think he was good at helping, you know, funnel money back to the state, you know, as an appropriator. And also, I think as governor, you know, he's really, you know, done some things, I think, to slash business taxes and create some jobs. You know, the movie industry in New Mexico has really taken off. I think people just, you know, maybe just feel a little bit better about, not Republicans obviously necessarily, but most New Mexicans, I think, according to our polls, feel kind of better about their state, I think, since he's been governor.
Is there something that people shake their head and say, you know, Richardson said he was going to get this accomplished and has not gotten it done?
Well, you know, I mean, New Mexico is still a very poor state, and we still have a lot of kids who, you know, don't have health insurance. Our schools are still sort of lagging behind. So, you know, there's definitely still work to be done. I think the governor would acknowledge that. So he hasn't been completely successful, but he's been largely successful, I think, in pushing his agenda. He's got a Democratic legislature in New Mexico that's been, you know, fairly cooperative. So he's had probably more luck than not, I would say, getting most of the things that he wants to get done.
Bill Richardson has had kind of an uneven campaign for president of the United States. Sometimes he doesn't appear as prepared or slick as his resume might suggest. Let's listen to an answer that he gave at a forum held by Viacom's network aimed at gay folks. It's called Logo. Let's listen to this exchange, and then we'll talk about it on the other side. Can you play that?
Do you think homosexuality is a choice, or is it biological?
It's a choice. It's...
I don't know if you understand the question. Do you think a homosexual is born that way, or do you think that around seventh grade we go, "Oh, I want to be gay"?
You know, I'm not a scientist. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see this as an issue of science or definition. I see gays and lesbians as people, as a matter of human decency. I see it as a matter of love and companionship and people loving each other. You know, I don't like to categorize people.
So Melissa Etheridge was asking the questions there, and he clearly didn't necessarily give the answer that she expected, or I think the crowd necessarily expected, or I think that he expected to give. Has he been befuddled like this before? Is this something you've seen before when he's stumping?
Yeah, I have, and that was pretty painful to listen to. I remember when that happened, and honestly, I think that was one of the moments in this campaign that was really kind of damaging to him nationally. It got a lot of attention. A lot of people, you know, sort of Democrats who disagreed with what he said took note of that. He does have a tendency sometimes, I think, to, like, it's almost like his mind wanders or something sometimes when he should be focusing on what exactly the question is. He says that he's just, you know, keeping it real, being a regular guy, and you know, he's not perfect. That's sort of, but, you know, I think sometimes when you're running for president and the stakes are as high as they are, you've got to be pretty close to perfect.
Are there other examples of his regular guy-ness that have happened on your watch since you've been a political reporter?
Well, he had this appearance on Meet the Press earlier this summer where he kind of melted down and you know, essentially, you know, Tim Russert really kind of put the screws to him, and he had some real trouble answering some of those questions. And then at the end of that, he claimed to be both a Red Sox and a Yankees fan, and that set people off. The governor, sometimes he can be very kind of touchy-feely, and you know, he's very backslapping and gregarious, but I think sometimes that almost sort of puts people off because he's a big guy, and, you know, he might invade people's personal space or something like that. But again, you know, he likes people, he likes to work the room, and but, you know, sometimes I think that people just see him as not being quite as polished maybe as he could be.
Now, Richardson is Latino. Is that important in his state of New Mexico?
It is. I mean, New Mexico's got the highest percentage of Hispanics in the nation per capita, and, you know, that certainly helped him. He speaks, you know, flawless Spanish.
Oh, that's right. Albuquerque's like 55%, right?
Albuquerque is about that, and I think the state's about 43 or 44%.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a very high population. So that certainly helped him, and he's got a very good rapport with, you know, Hispanics in New Mexico. And I think, you know, he's thinking that if he were to actually get the nomination, that would be a huge boon for him, you know, because the Hispanic voting block has been exploding in the last 10 years.
All right. There's a whole bunch of people out there who think that he's actually angling for a vice presidential spot.
Right.
Maybe
right.
With Hillary Clinton, or locally, perhaps to run for Senate or to assume the Senate seat that's going to become vacant by, am I being saying right, Domenici?
That's correct. He has sworn up and down that he is not interested in that Senate seat. Some people don't believe him. I tend to kind of do believe him. I think that he likes being governor, and you know, he likes to be the chief executive. I'm not so sure he's really wanting to go back to Congress and be one of 100 guys trying to get things done. But on the vice presidential thing, of course, you know, he says he's running for president. He's not interested in vice president. But Hillary Clinton sort of fueled that in a recent debate when she said, you know, he said governors would make good presidents. And she shot back and said, well, they'd also make good vice presidents, Bill. So, you know, a lot of people are, you know, sort of keeping an eye on that possibility and think that he might be an attractive addition to a Democratic ticket.
Yeah, that was sort of a weird, uncomfortable, flirty moment.
Yeah. It was.
All right. So if he makes it to New Mexico's Democratic caucus on February 5th, you think he'll take it? Could he take it?
Our poll, we did a poll about 2 months ago, and a majority of New Mexicans said that he would win the New Mexico caucus if he makes it that far to February 5th. So that may be one state that he's got locked up.
Michael Coleman is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Albuquerque Journal. Hey, Michael, thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Robert, that series is going to continue tomorrow. We're going to talk about Chris Dodd, who, of course, has been made a lot of news in the past couple of weeks over the FISA bill, over his filibuster. But a lot of people wondering, why is Dodd even in the race at this point?
Yeah, and for someone who's pretty famous in Connecticut, he hasn't made much of an impact nationwide. And, you know, speaking of the Bill Richardson, I was just out in Iowa. Uh-huh. And a lot of people really love Bill Richardson, and they talk about him as their second or, ouch, third choice.
Mm.
You know, I was talking with his press secretary, Bill Richardson's press secretary, and they were just about to launch a negative ad. And he's like, wait, no, don't call it negative. It's harshly comparative. And I thought that's a keeper right there. Harshly comparative.
Vice President Richardson. What? I'm sorry. Did somebody say anything?
Coming up, journalist Alex Frankel gives us a walking tour of some of the retail shops he worked at. He spent 2 years working undercover in retail, and he wrote a book about it called Punching In. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.